straight to you. Check it. What kind of person are you becoming this year? Last year's over. 2023 is over. 2024 is here. That's right. 2024 is here. What kind of person are you becoming this year? Are you becoming the person that everybody trusts as the go-to person in your category, or is someone else taking that attention from you? Listen, folks. Man, that beat is flowing, isn't it? Wireless DJ. I mean, who else is giving you the groove like this? Me. I'm becoming the main event. I'm done being the supporting act for everybody else. I'm done building everybody else's thing to millions of dollars and millions of dollars and millions of dollars and millions of dollars. It's time to build my thing to millions of dollars. But here's the key ingredient. The more I help people do millions and millions and millions of dollars, the easier it becomes for me to do millions and millions and millions of dollars. See, this is where people get it fucked up. They think it's all about them. When I came into the game in the business conference scene, I had been performing in bars. Let's get another beat going. The wireless DJ rig. Come on, who gives it to you better? Nobody. Check it. When I first came into the scene, it's like too dramatic of a trap beat. I can't do it. When I first came into the business conference scene, I was a bar performer that had been singing in bar corners and DJing in bar corners and all kinds of stuff like that for literally 15 straight years. And so I was this guy that was just willing to do whatever I needed to do to promote whatever I needed to promote to get opportunities to perform in front of an audience. Most of the people that I met had built companies that had done a ton of revenue or had done a ton of real estate that had done a ton of revenue or built something or a product or a service or something that made a bunch of money. And then they started to get attention with a personal brand or whatever it was. I was pretty much the opposite. So I was coming in from this industry of essentially working in the service industry as a corner performer along with bartenders and chefs and waitresses for 15 years to try and get noticed, because that was the only way that I could pay my rent. If I wanted to be a live performer, I had to be performing live every single day. So I did that day after day after day, week after week after week after week. And what I found was when I made free song videos for people that had businesses and that had money and that had a built-in audience, and they put me in front of that audience, that my life changed and I had more opportunities. The thing about it is there's always this gray space that you start to step into. Whenever you start to level up, or whenever you're considering leveling up, you have to make a decision to become a different person. So I had to leave behind the stoner, drunk, bar performer, goofball, and become something different if I was going to succeed with business people. Now, that didn't mean that I needed to delete my personality or stop being me or give up on you. Like, you don't need to do that. But what you do need to figure out is, what do you need to quit doing to open up space for the things that you need to do and start doing to get to the destination? I think so many people are looking for what they need to add. I need to add this, and I need to do this, and I need to take this supplement, and I need to do that. And they don't even have the basics down. I want to be a speaker. I want to be an expert. I want to be on viral social media and get all the deals. Well, you're going to have to do the work too that's associated with that. I could be doing 50 million other things right now, but guess what? I want to be the expert and the authority. So I'm going to come here and I'm going to practice, and I'm going to literally step into that role, because the supporting act, Pat, has to die for expert authority Pat to be born. So maybe you've seen me sing at Grant Cardone's event or Gary Vee's event, or maybe you've seen me perform or announce people's names at all the events and get the crowd all riled up. I'll probably still do that. But at what point does it turn into, well, this guy is the go-to guy? More than that, he's an actual business person now, not just a bar performer or an MC or a supporting act. When are you going to become the main event? I think we all need to start asking ourselves this year. I see a lot of people giving advice on social media, and I'm trying to be extremely careful on these streams with what I say, because I love talking shit. I do. I love it. And 99.100% of the stuff I say is true, okay? And that's why a lot of times when I say things, people don't like it. So I got to be very careful. That's going to be part of becoming an expert. Check this out. Start listening to that internal voice. My buddy Mike Kitko, great speaker, runs a company called Inner Wealth Global. Inner Wealth. When are we going to start talking about the inner wealth? Feeling wealthy on the inside, feeling fulfilled on the inside, making deposits into your account so that you can grow and become better every single day so that globally your impact is better. I absolutely love what he's doing. The inner wealth. My buddy Rocky Garza talks about, you know, inner thinking. I think we're thinking so much about the outside world and I got to be the best wholesaler, or I'm so much better than this person and that person. And it's like, dude, I'm so over that. I already know I'm good. I've done it. I've proven it. I've run the ball for 100 yards from the one end zone to the next one without being touched. Time after time after time, I have nothing to prove anymore. This, what I'm doing now, I'm proving it to myself, just like I always did. When are you going to start focusing on proving to yourself that you're capable of more? Who gives a shit what Sally thinks on Facebook? And definitely who gives a shit what, you know, Demon Slayer 74 says on TikTok with no profile picture, probably from Bangladesh, probably a bot. When are we going to start worrying about what we think about ourselves first, how we're serving ourselves to perform at the highest level? Because how the hell are we going to perform at any other level than great if we get used to doing it for ourselves every day? Becoming, right? Crisp. Crisp is my word of the year. I want my stream to look extremely crisp when I hit go. I want my audio to look extremely crisp when I hit go. I didn't even pull up the thing to check if it even works today. I'm pretty sure it looks and sounds awesome. If I'm wrong, I'll eat my words. I don't think I'm wrong. We have got to become a society of confident, hardworking leaders that aren't afraid to go after it. That's the only way America long-term stands a chance of being the global superpower that we have been over the last, since I've been alive, which isn't even that long in the history of the world. We've been around since 1776. That's not that long. It's on us. If you're a parent and you have kids like me, and you're not stepping up in multiple categories, this is bigger than just like money. This is bigger than money. We have to be great for each other. And it starts with what happens on these channels, what happens on these social channels. I come on these social channels, a lot of time, it's just a bunch of crap. And I'm guilty of it too. I've slung my dirt too, gotten a lot of views doing it too. But if I want to pivot and I want the impact, my execution has to get real crisp. That's my word of the year, crisp. My workout this morning, I was dialed in. It was extra crisp. What are you doing to execute better in all areas of life? Organization. Company has been so organized. We got all these new reports going out to everybody today. It's the first week of the year, so everybody's getting their report today. I was talking to 6 or 7 clients when I was at the gym to figure out what the schedule looks like. The schedule's getting booked up. People want to come film, produce content, and have my team post it. We do it all for them. Why? Because it saves them time. And it helps them become the expert in their area. The time for dilly-dallying around and lollygagging around is over, folks. 2024, like, this is election year. Shit is already crazy all over the world. People are hurting. They're saying Big Macs are going to be $15 potentially because of inflation. Are people prepared for that? I don't know. Am I prepared for that? I don't know. Hopefully, I think so. I can't control everything. But what I can control is what I do every day. How I'm spending my time. Who I'm impacting. Who I'm talking to. Listen, folks, 10 years ago, I was living in a van broke. Nobody thought that I'd be standing here talking to you like this today. Very few people, including myself, probably even saw an evolution like this possible. But I decided to continually become something different. And I have a long way to go. Long way to go, dude. I'm not even close to the kind of execution that I'm capable of. And so I encourage you to ask yourself today, when you're scrolling through the old book of faces, what are you becoming? Are you freeing yourself from the chains in multiple categories that you've been dealing with all these years by doing the work necessarily to break free in those areas? Or are you gonna let it cripple you? Like, dude, our time is running out. I'm 40 years old now. 10 years ago, like 10 years from now, I probably won't even have any hair left. I'm prepared for that. What are you preparing for? I'm telling you guys something to think about. Who are you becoming? There's a whole lot of tongue jive going on the internet. And I'm changing the narrative of what I put out this year to start asking some questions about who wants to really step up and who wants to really lead and who wants to really serve people. The more people I serve, the more successful I'm going to be. And I sure as hell don't need to do it by bouncing around on stages every single week for an applause. I'm not a court jester. I'm a pro. I'm an expert. And so I'm asking you out there, what are you going to do different this year to become the go-to person? Not just the go. My buddy Mark Evans has this great term, and it's called the king of the dipshits. And like for a long time, I got all the bar gigs in San Diego. I was playing every night of the week, sometimes 2-3 times a day. There was this one time where I did 2 gigs on a Friday, 3 gigs on a Saturday, 3 gigs on a Sunday, and then I was back Monday night. I had like 8 jobs in 3 days. I could barely even talk the next Monday. But I wanted to become so good at plugging in and performing that I could literally just do it with my eyes closed. And I think that the only way you become so great at something that it's fluid and it's easy and it's smooth and it's crisp is you gotta do it every day. Kobe Bryant practiced every single freaking day. When everybody else left the gym, Kobe Bryant was still practicing. And there's this narrative going around that like you don't need to put in the work anymore. Just put AI or hire this person or delegate this or delegate that. It's like, listen, dude, experts get paid. Make no mistake. No one can argue with that. The experts always get paid. Now, there's a million other ways to become great and to become successful. But at what point are you going to be the expert and not the supporting act? This year, I want to help people become experts. I've been doing it for years now with our social media agency. We film it, we produce it, we post it for you. And this year, I'm looking for who are the next people that are going to become the experts, that are going to get the speeches, that are going to get the notoriety, that are going to get the deals. Well, it's going to require you becoming better in all areas. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, and I hope that you're going to become better in all areas. Because you deserve to be successful. But you also deserve the sum of your actions. So if you've been taking a specific action over the course of multiple years that is a negative thing, and now you're reaping the consequences for that action, well, whose fault is it? It's not Patty's fault. It's your fault. And so if you want to change that, you have to become the person that doesn't do that anymore. For me, it was booze. It was smoking the chronic. I smoked that shit so long, I started drinking too, got myself in a whole heap of shit. making stupid decisions. But guess what? One day I said, you know what? I'm never touching this stuff again. Because if I just don't ever touch it again, then it can't possibly impact me negatively anymore because I've deleted it. If there's people on your page that are negative, that hang out with people that screwed you over or that talk shit about you, block them, delete them, sayonara. Get them out of your life. It's time to step it up. If there's people that are wasting your time, get them out of your life. Take control. Stand up for yourself. They're people walking all over you. Get them out of your life. The only way you're going to become better is if you take the authority position in all categories, say, this is all my fault, and then you change it by doing the work. I want to see you become something great. Let me know what you're going to become in the field of greatness in the comments. And if you like this crispy stream, this ain't Krispy Kreme. This is a crispy stream. Hit the like button. Love you.